You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Diamondbacks and the Astros enter Monday tied for the majors' best interleague record at 9-1 apiece. You'll get them next time, Mike Fiers. We pick it up bottom two with some great defense.
There's a little flare. It's going to fall maybe. No! Caught by Reddick in right center on the dive to take a hit away from Martinez.
Chance to get Descalso home with two down for Ketel Marte. Get through. There it is. Here comes Descalso. Marte digging for second, and he's in there.
10-1 with a 252 here at Chase.
Swing and a miss. McHugh down on strikes and the pitch. And he struck him out swinging for the third time tonight. Martinez a hitter. Goldie will grab his lead.
And that's going to get a run home. It's in the gap in left center. Here comes Goldie. It's another double for the D-backs and a 2-0 lead. Tying run at the plate. Two outs in the ninth.
Rodney set. Brings home the pitch. And a line drive caught by Descalso, and this one is over.
Diamondbacks blank the Astros 2-0, overtaking Houston for the Majors' best interleague record at 10-1 this season. Zach Greinke scoreless ball into the seventh inning. He is now 11-1 at home this year with a 2.34 ERA. RBI doubles by Ketel Marte and J.D. Martinez was all the offense the Snakes would need as Zach Greinke took a shutout into the seventh inning, fanning nine, and Arizona down Houston 2-0 on Monday night. Here is Diamondbacks skipper Torey Lovello.
Pretty impressive night by Zach Greinke. 6 2/3, 100 pitches, no runs. I think there was 9 strikeouts. Just was in total command of every inning. I know there was an inning early on where he might have thrown a couple of extra pitches to wiggle out of a little bit of noise, but in Zach fashion, he went out there and gave us exactly what we needed in a moment where we've been kind of struggling as a ball club to win games like that. So offensively, he gave us that chance to play downhill baseball. I know I talk about that a lot, but there's something to that. Some timely hitting. I thought Ketel Marte had a real nice approach. Jake Lamb with a couple of doubles, and then J.D. Martinez with the big base hit to make it 2-0. But, you know, inside of that, if you pay attention to a couple of things that we were doing, it's Diamondback baseball, hustling down the line, stretching singles into doubles, making defensive plays. It was just a good game, and it was a very refreshing moment for all of us, and I know the guys are pretty excited about the day.
It seemed like there were at least 3 hustle doubles.
Yeah. Yeah. We were wandering. Yeah. We've had some wandering moments, and I think today we captured what we are all about in a 9 or 8.5 inning ball game, and it was really nice to see. And I know these guys locked in their focus. They did what they were supposed to, and the way they were supposed to, and the way they've been doing it all year long. So I know the season's very grinding. It's easy to let your mind wander, and when things aren't going great, you can let it slip. And I think these guys pulled it together very nice in a very nice way today. Am I what? You know, not really. The more I'm watching Zach, the more I appreciate how clean and well executed everything is. There's a purpose with every pitch. He attacks hitters in an area where it's his strength and possibly their weakness, as good as anybody I've ever been around. He never gives in. It's just he's a number one for a reason. He has a track record of big moments and big games for a reason. And I can't say enough about it. It's been really fun to watch him up to this point in the season.
Did you just want him against
the lefty? Yeah, I figured, you know, Zach was nearing the end. It's always hard to take a pitcher out of a ball game when he's given up no runs. But to maneuver down at the bottom of their lineup and get some matchups that were favorable to us and allow Zach to only win the game was a top priority for me. Right. I think that's what a number one does. I think he's a stopper. He can stop any type of a losing streak. And because he's unfazed by what's going on around him on his day, he's going to pitch despite any good or bad circumstances. And he's the same to me every day, whether he's had a good or a bad outing, whether the team is playing well or not. And that's hard to do in this game. That's a lot of separation. Keeping your mind in the moment, those things that we talk about internally. And like I said, as he pitches and executes, he's as good as anybody I've ever been around.
We have come to expect dominance from Zach Greinke at Chase Field this season, and Monday night certainly no different. He pitched scoreless ball into the seventh inning, striking out 9 as he improved to 11-1 at Chase Field in 2017 following Arizona's 2-0 win over Houston. Greinke spoke to the media following the game.
Got more ground balls than normal, but all played good. There's a couple good plays defensively. I think 3 double plays, and that always makes it nicer. Great throw by Jeff right there. I didn't do a great job holding him, but the throw was perfect, so was able to get him out of second on the steal attempt.
I don't really know. I was low in the zone, but
I've done that before and still gotten line drives and fly balls, but there's a lot of ground balls today.
What do you think overall how the team played? Or it seemed like there were at least 3 hustle doubles today. Offensively, it just seemed like guys were sharp.
I thought it was really good. Effort level is always good. The hustle doubles, what was that, Goldie and JD and Marte? Wasn't it 2 like in the same inning? It was Lamb and Goldie, or Lamb and someone. They were hustle doubles, but at least 2 of them probably should have been doubles. Just if you do hustle, it's not too tough to do.
Overall, how'd you feel about your stuff?
It was good. A couple hits, but for the most part, it was a lot of ground balls. Marwin smoked a ball one time, and then could be missing something, but besides that, I felt like executed pretty good and gave Fisher a couple balls to hit, and he hit my mistakes pretty good, but besides that, made a lot of good pitches today.
Torrey gave you a chance to stay in the game when he came out last time. It looked like
he Yeah, it worked this time, so it was the right decision.
The Diamondbacks send Anthony Banda to the mound on Tuesday. He will square off with Brad Peacock.